Thinking of buying a home? What are the most expensive cities for buying a home? What are the most affordable? I'm John Werdock. The head of Coldwell Banker joins us to talk about a new survey. Straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
On the line is Budge Husky. He's the CEO of Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Budge, how are you doing?
Doing well, John. Yourself?
I'm doing fine, and it looks like some parts of this country are doing really, really well when it comes to home prices. Fill us in on this new survey that you have out.
Sure, delighted to, and thanks for the opportunity. One of the things we realize is there's a lot of information out there on a national level talking about housing trends and prices, but oftentimes it's based on historical information, and it's related to such a small sample that we want to do something that we thought was far more expansive and would be of greater value to the average buyer who was out here looking at homes. And that was that we looked across 2,700 markets and focused on an apples-to-apples comparison of four-bedroom, two-bath homes across these communities for properties that were recently on the market. So looking at listing prices, which is what buyers look at when they're out in the marketplace.
What did you find in terms of the most expensive city for buying a home?
Well, the most expensive city, probably no surprise, is located in California. It's Newport Beach, with an average price for that type of property of $2.3 million. And once again, California kind of dominated, had nine of the top 10 most expensive towns within our survey this year.
And flipping that over, notice I used a real estate pun there, flipping. Talk about the most affordable city out there. What's going on there?
Well, the most affordable city, once again, is Cleveland, Ohio, which is representative of the kind of the closer to downtown area, $74,500. So to give you a sense, you could buy 34 bedroom, two bath homes in Cleveland for the same price that it would take to buy one in Newport Beach.
It looks like the Midwest dominates the most affordable list.
It most certainly does. If you look at Michigan, Ohio, some parts of the South, but primarily the Midwest is central. And one of the things that we found interesting in the report is clearly today with escalating prices, particularly in key market areas, a lot of discussion about affordability and price trends. But when you look at the survey overall, the average price in the survey was right at about $300,000. There were roughly half of the markets were such that an average price for the market was under that mark.
And overall, what is the average price out there for a four-bedroom, two-bath home?
Well, within our survey, we came in. Remember, it is still a sample, but our survey came in at $302,000 this year on an average basis, an increase from $295,000. Last year, so prices continue to move upwards, but we are still seeing some trimming off in the pace of prices around the country. And we also find that people tend to really concentrate on looking at those markets, whether it be a San Francisco and New York City and others, where prices have really grown dramatically because of the business base. And at this stage in the housing recovery, it really proves that at the end of the day, real estate is not only local, it's hyper-local. So you have to look within those individual market areas and across the whole country, because that's how a buyer looks at things.
And if I look at the most expensive list, which I'm doing now, California dominates, but it looks like you have the traditional pockets out there. You have Greater Boston, Greater New York, Greater Washington, D.C. also pretty well represented on this list.
That we do. And one of the greatest surprises this year, if you looked at the top 10 most expensive markets, there was one, which was Orno, and that was just outside Minneapolis, Minnesota. And again, it kind of proves that you have these pockets. So you can go within about 15 to 20 minutes from a major market and find something at one extreme. And we also find that there are some markets that are very highly priced in terms of averages for that market. But within 15 to 20 minute commute time, you can find what would be deemed as very affordable real estate.
And since you're in the real estate business, lots of folks are watching what the Federal Reserve is up to these days with interest rates. There's talk that the Fed could soon hike interest rates. which could have an impact on the real estate market. How closely are you watching that?
Well, we always watch it because clearly there's a historical correlation, a direct correlation between interest rates and housing demand. But based on the most recent economic news, I think everyone should anticipate that we'd start to see the Fed increase the nominal rate up. And, you know, the reality is it's indicative of a healthy economy. No one anticipates any rate escalations that are going to be anything other than well thought out, moderate over time. So we don't anticipate anything to serve as an impediment to the continued housing recovery.
And overall, for 2015, what kind of year has it been in real estate?
It's been an exceptional year. If you look at the, whether National Association of Realtors final forecast or Fannie Mae final forecast, all of them suggest that real estate sales volume would be upwards between 9 and 11% on a year-over-year basis, which would make it a very strong year for real estate. We would anticipate to see continued gains, but perhaps at a slightly slower, more sustainable pace, which we would feel is probably healthier long-term.
He's Budge Husky, the head of Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Budge, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, John.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.